Hello, baby.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome to this week's Soundwave. I'm Paul Nees, and as usual, I've got some great music for your listening pleasure. We're going to start off with a couple of tracks we can describe as country soul. Country music and soul music are pretty closely related, and a number of artists have put out albums exploring that. The first one we're going to play is Joe Tex from his 1968 album Soul Country, which is an album of country covers, except for the first track, and that's the one we're going to play. I'll Never Do You Wrong.
If I could quit while I'm behind. I'd write a song about something real funny if I thought everybody would laugh. I'd write a song about a whole lot of money if I thought it could bring me some cash. I'd write a song about the trip I went on. I wish I'd never taken L.U.B. But always keep me feeling funny. Girl, you got me, honey, and you keep on working on me. I'd be a hit if I could quit while I'm fit. I'd be a hit if I could quit while I'm fit.
Bobby Womack also put out a country album. It was called BW Goes CW. It came out in 1976 on United Artists Records amid tensions between Bobby and the label. They wanted him to be more R&B, soul and disco, but after low sales of the country album and bad reviews, Bobby left for Columbia Records. But the song I played had a fantastic title, I'd Be Ahead If I Could Quit While I'm Behind. Here's some post-Stax Isaac Hayes, A Few More Kisses to Go.
My mind, even though it's is hard to do. The longer we wait, the better it's gonna be. When I make love to you, we're about to free our fantasies and let our passion flow. But before we get into our thing, we gotta one more. No, two more. We got a few more kisses to go.
All right.
Isaac Hayes might have wanted more kisses, but the Pointer Sisters were having none of that. In fact, they were all sleeping alone from their 1975 album called Steppin', and a great album that one is as well. I've played the Blackbirds a number of times, a couple of tracks from their City Life album from 1975. Here's another one. It's a great track, Rock Creek Park. person responsible for that great slice of funk was Carl Sherlock Holmes. In 1970, he put out his album Investigation No. 1. That song, Black Bag, was on it. And the credits to that album say that Sly was on organ. So I'm assuming that means Sly Stone. Now, I've come across a connection between New Zealand and the early British rock and roll scene. New Zealander John Kennedy in 1956 found himself in London, and he was listening to music around the town, including the Two Eyes Club, where he heard one Tommy Hicks perform. The story goes that Kennedy followed Tommy out of the Two Eyes Club, asked him if he wanted to turn professional, and both Kennedy and Hicks were amateurs, but Hicks apparently said yes. And then a little bit later, Kennedy introduced Hicks to Larry Parnes. Tommy Hicks became Tommy Steele, and incidentally, he had already been to New Zealand in 1954. He visited Wellington when he was a steward on a boat. And all of that just gives me an excuse to play a Tommy Steele song. Here's the very famous Singing the Blues.
Away. Well, I'm more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong, nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. My family, I'm never more like running away. Why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. You got me singing the blues. Moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. I'm more like running away. Why should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without. You got to sing the blues. Thank you.
After the Tommy Steele Aotearoa New Zealand connection, we heard from two Tamaki Makaurau Auckland keyboard players. The first one, Aaron Ottagon, now living in Berlin, has put out a new single called Morning Dew. There's a beautiful piece of piano playing in that tune. And then Joe Capteen. He's still in Auckland and he's just put out an album called Pool Sharks, which is a wonderful name for an album. Now, Joe has been a member of lots of bands, including The Circling Sun, who we've played on this show before. But today's track from his new album was called Herb Alpert. And that's a little bit nostalgic for me because the first music concert I went to as a child was Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass in the Wellington Town Hall. And boy, I thought it was a great, great show. But rest assured, I'm not going to be playing Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass on today's show. Maybe another show, who knows? But I do want to get freaky deaky with Miles.
Thank you.
Freaky Dicky was a track from Miles Davis's album recorded in 1983 called Decoy, but it wasn't released until a year later in June 1984. It featured Robert Irving III on keys and John Scofield on guitar, who wrote most of the tunes on the album. A really classic album is Stan Getz's Focus from 1962. Eddie Sauteur wrote the songs, did the orchestrations, and the songs are all linked in a suite. Let's hear Knight Rider. Had a bit of a variety of styles and types of music on this week's Soundwave, and that's just the way I like it. I hope you do as well. One sort of music we haven't had is blues, and I know I've been playing a bit of blues lately, and I've been really enjoying it. So let's listen to Luther Johnson with the Muddy Waters Band from an album called Chicken Shack, I think from the late 60s. Here's Blues for Hippies. Thank you. That song was So Excited, B.B. King from his 1969 album Completely Well. And that's a song that B.B. wrote with his bass player, Gerald Jamot. And there was a second guitar on that album, played by one Hugh McCracken. Well, last week I played a tune by Mavis Staples. It was called Sad and Beautiful World and came from her upcoming album of the same name. Now, I was contacted by a few listeners who said they'd love to hear the original version by Sparkle Horse. Well, I dug out their 1995 album, Viva Dixie's Submarine Transmission Plot. It's a bit of a mouthful, I know, but it's a great album. And I'm going to play their version of Sad and Beautiful World, the original version of the song. Sad and Beautiful World. Well, if nothing else, this world is certainly very, very interesting at the moment. We live in unsettled times, to say the least. And that's the show for today. We'll end on that note. I'll be back next week with another show. Until then, take care, look after yourselves, and we'll see you same time, same place next week. Ka kite anō.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.